Good evening and welcome to Your Call. Our special guest tonight is an actor who can't be defined by any one role, because any new role he does actually becomes him.
भाई गांव वालों हमें पता है वो यही कहीं छुपे हुए चुप्पे चाप बाहर आ जावे
ए गोली मार भेजे मैं भेजा शोर करता है
करारा जवाब मिलेगा
Accuracy.
ये कहाँ बवासीर बना दिए हो? साला हाथ झंझना जाता है, मारते हैं कसाई मोहल्ला जाता है कलकत्ता।
इतिहास अगर कुछ याद रखेगा, तो सिर्फ इस बात को, इसके अलावा कुछ नहीं।
हमारा मूवमेंट जनता के लिए, सारा नाटक हमारी जमीन छीन के हमको बेदखल करने के लिए।
Many have compared Gangs of Wasseypur for you as a second Satya and said, in a way, it's a second coming in the industry. And of course, now you've got Chittagong, Chakravyuh all coming up. It's been a great year for you. Do you feel, in a sense, that's true?
Commercially, if you say, it's partly true. Because commercially, Satya was very, very crucial. Then Rajneeti. Mm-hmm. Second was Rajneeti, which kind of put me back where I was. And Gangs of Wasseypur has taken me further. You know, it hasn't revived my career. It has taken me further. So Wasseypur has done quite a remarkable thing with my profession, with this actor.
What's changed in you as an actor from Bhikkhu Mathre to Sardar Khan?
What changed? That Manoj Bajpayee kept on working on his acting. And I never stopped. I always believed that as an actor, you should be so scared or so down with your failure and so high-handed when you are seeing success. Mm. So the core of me is actor. You know, if I'm sitting here, actor is sitting here, not the person sitting here.
And not a star sitting here.
I have never considered myself a star, because when I look at people, they don't faint.
What do you all say about that? Because I mean, we've got an audience of all come to see you, Manoj Bajpayee.
I mean, I'm so happy. I met some of them outside. I'm so happy that, you know, they were talking about my performance, and then they were not talking about my look or how I dress up or how I look or how I walk. Stardom is all about charisma. Mm-hmm. I can only take out charisma of the character, not of Manoj Bajpayee. I don't know how to be charismatic, like Mr. Bachchan, like Shah Rukh, like Salman. I don't know. I really envy them.
And a star is someone who has to act off screen as well. At least you can leave that behind when you're off screen.
I won't say anything.
I'm saying it. Because actually your journey didn't begin just about a struggling actor in Mumbai. It began from a small area of Bihar. So right. To come from there to Mumbai, what got you moving there?
Actually, I didn't move to Mumbai straight.
Via Delhi.
It was via Delhi. I have gotten admission in Ramjas College, thinking that, you know, all those 3 years when I'll be doing graduation, I'll be doing theatre. So most of the time, I was not attending my classes. I was doing street theatre. And I was acting for Hindu College, Ramjas College, most of the time. And then after my college, I tried for NSD. You know, I failed. But that didn't stop me from doing theatre outside. And 4 consecutive years, I kept on trying for National School of Drama. I still think that that's the best institute, mm-hmm. theatre institute in this country. But every year, I kept on trying. Every year, they kept failing me. But, you know, I kept on keeping myself very, very active, very, very active outside. Mm-hmm. And by the end of it, you know, fourth time, when I went to National School of Drama for my... for the admission. And the jury said, you know, I think you should come here to teach.
I know, exactly.
So it was quite a situation for him.
In fact, I've got some questions from Ramjas College, not from NSC, from Ramjas College. So let's just hear what they've got to ask you.
Okay. Without getting admitted to the NSD, National School of Drama, how difficult was it for you to get entry into the Bollywood, and how much difficulties did you have to face among the Bollywood industry?
What was the biggest role when you were in Ramjas?
Your biggest role in Ramjas, and did you need an NSD tag to get to Bollywood?
Okay, biggest role in Ramjus was I've done comedy of errors. Yeah, yeah, and most of people wouldn't believe it because thinking that, you know, I'm not good at comedy, but that was the role that made me very, very famous in my college.
You were a hero with Shakespeare there. Yeah. Tell me, Manoj, now the Hindi film industry is much more open. You see new heroes coming up from different phases. But when you came in, it was actually a time when a lot of star sons and daughters were coming into the industry as well. How did you manage to create any kind of niche for yourself?
See, it just happens. You have to just keep knocking the door, keep banging the door, keep banging the door. And I was lucky in a way that in my first film was Bandit Queen. Mm-hmm. You know, directed by none other than Shekhar Kapoor. And I was doing theatre here. And Shekhar was casting from Delhi Theatre. And the first person who was taken in any role, it was me. So I was very lucky. And then Nirmal Pandey is no more now. And Seema Vishwas, all of us were there from Delhi Theatre. We had a great time working with Shekhar Kapoor. Mm-hmm. But after that, we didn't know what to do with ourselves. And that was the time, on Shekhar's advice, all of us left Delhi. Because, you know, I have done theatre for 9 years here. And 9 years was way too much.
But where did you see yourself going in Mumbai? Because at that time, it was a very typical Indian film hero. Where did you see yourself actually fitting into a Hindi film?
One thing has struck me, what Shekhar told all of us, that, you know, if you don't want to do anything, or if you don't want to do anything in Mumbai, don't do it. Nobody is going to force you. But at least you will be paid there. But here you are not earning anything. You know, every time you have to depend on some friend or the other for your next meal, sometimes you go hungry. I mean, it's a pathetic situation. And you've given so much to theater. Now for you guys, you know, it's time to exit from here.
Great.
That made sense to me.
Great. And look at where you are here today. As I said, 4 films releasing this year, isn't it?
I think, yeah,
It's about 4 films and one within 2 weeks, Chittagong and Chakravyuh within 2 weeks of each other. Tell us about those films, because they're both very different. You're playing very different characters in both of them. And I think Chakravyuh is again attracting a lot of attention because you're playing a Maoist here.
Chittagong is a very dear film to me. I mean, it when this film came to me, I decided that I'll do it for free. These people didn't have quite a lot of money to make the film. And when they asked me about my price, I said, this is my price. They said, we can't afford it. And I said, whatever you have, just give it to me. I'm coming. And for me,
I know you're not a star now.
No, because Sonia, there's a very rare script which is as great as Chittagong, mm-hmm. you know. And I just wanted to be part of it. I didn't want any other actor to enjoy that opportunity. So in 15 days, I was in North Bengal shooting for this film. And it's a very precious film to me. Mm-hmm. It's a film many of the audience, you know, they are going to remember me for this film. This is that important a film for me. So I'm very proud to be associated with this film.
So you're going to have Sardar Khan, you're going to have Chittagong, and then you're going to have Chakravyuh. So the audience is going to get confused which Manoj Bajpayee to remember.
No, but I want them. I want them to be confused. That's my goal. I'm striving to prepare a list of lifetime, you know. Many of my friends say that I'm very, very pessimist when I say this. But, you know, when I die, my children should be very proud, you know, looking at the list. That's my aim. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I've got someone who maybe gave you one of those roles. Anurag Kashyap joins me on the phone line now.
He is there?
He's on the phone, so you can't see him. But Anurag, your Sardar Khan is already going to go into Chakravyuh, Chittagong. So what do you think he's going to stand out for, Anurag? Go ahead. Because you're producing Chittagong as well. So you've got a stake in both the movies.
See, I think he's a terrific actor. I think Manoj, I call him Baju Bhai, so I think Baju Bhai is a big actor, but you know, his best work always comes out with me.
He's right.
tell us about the whole Sardar Khan, because you managed to make a villain a hero in that movie.
Yeah, but it was him also. He was like, I told him I want you to be sexy in the film and I'm going to exploit you. And I'm going to shoot those kind of sequences. I told him when we found that langoat for him, for the Kuan scene, he was just like, what are you doing with me? But I think he had that inherent sexiness in him which needed to come out.
Were you working on the six-pack? You didn't think, when he told you about that scene, you were like, oh my God, I have to hit a gym. No, you were...
No. This was, we're talking about a rural guy. I mean, no village guy has a six-pack unless he's a Pehlawan. Even those Pehlawans have big paunch.
Yeah. Exactly. But I'm going to go across to some other acting students from the Barry John Acting Studio who have some questions to ask you. Let's go there.
How do you master those accents? Like in some movies you play, you have a Haryanvi accent, in some movies a Bihari accent, in some movies a typical Delhiite accent. So I want to ask you, how do you get hold of those accents and deliver them so perfectly?
I've been fortunate to have lived in Delhi. When you're living in Delhi, you can.
Piku Matre was a
you can experience UP, Haryana, Punjab, and Delhi has its own accent, and Chandni Chowk has its own way of saying things. But when I was in Bombay, but I'm very bad. I mean, let me tell you. But thank you very much for the compliment. Otherwise, I always think that I'm very bad at catching the accent. But I do it in such a way that it's not an insulting thing to that region. Mm-hmm. Just try to stay very honest to the region that you're trying to copying, and that's it. I try to underplay it. Mm-hmm. I've done Western UP in Lanka, and Biku Mahatre in Satya. Biku Mahatre was the toughest thing, because it was only 4 or 5 years in Mumbai, and I thought I'm going to disturb these guys here. Or most of the theater actors in Mumbai, they are going to laugh at me. They are going to, be so upset with me. But, thankfully it went off very well and nobody could point out a finger at me.
It's an interesting time to be a Bihari guy, as you put it, in Mumbai. And in some sense, the Mumbai film industry is what we want our cities to be like. It's completely cosmopolitan. The people coming from everywhere. But do you get the sense of this whole Bihari, Maharashtrian issue in Mumbai? What do you feel about it as a Bihari actor now in Mumbai?
Nothing.
Good, that's great.
Nothing, actually. Many times, many journalists forced me to say something, or comment something on the statement which was given by some of the politicians there. Mm-hmm. And I say, why should I give heed to one person or those politicians who are trying to make a career out of these statements? Mm-hmm. I don't want to. And believe me, most of the Mumbaiites, they ignore these statements.
What's also interesting that in films, at least, I don't know if this reflects public perception, but you see so much of politicians now becoming the villains. And when you did that in Rajneeti, I always wanted to ask you, so who were the politicians who were your inspiration? Don't say all.
I prepare my roles in a very different way. Sometimes I read a character and suddenly I realize that this character looks like or behaves like the person that I knew from my village. Okay? And he should look like that friend of mine or that brother of mine or that distant person of mine or that distant relative of mine or this person who I observed while doing the interview when I was talking to Sonia. So that person... That character comes from anywhere. It not necessarily comes from any politician when I'm doing a film like Rajneeti. Mm-hmm. And the person that you've seen in Rajneeti is not based on any politician. It's actually based on my elder brother's friend.
Oh, no. Yeah. He's going to catch you now. Yeah.
No, he knows it.
Okay. Is he a local neta?
He's not a local neta. He's just a big, powerful guy in the area. But he's not a neta. Mm-hmm.
But I do have one politician who, like you, is from Bihar, but now in Mumbai, who wants to ask you a question. Let's hear what Sanjay Nirupam has to ask you.
My first question to Manoj Bajpayee is, most of the time, I have seen he's playing negative roles. He started as a Biku Mahatre, which was, of course, a negative role. And last movie also, in Gangs of Wasseypur, he played a negative role. I want to ask a question from Manoj, is it his preference or only this kind of roles he is getting, or he is being offered this kind of negative roles?
Not that all the roles that I am offered are positive or negative. In some ways, he's right. But when it comes to choosing, it's my preference, it's my wish, what I want to do and what I don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt that the roles which were negative offered to me were far more interesting than the roles which were positive offered to me. So which way should I should have gone? Then I decided that I'll go with the right role, a well-written role. I like to be part of a script which mm-hmm. is fantastic, which is going to be remembered for years. So what is the negative role? Let's give a new meaning to negative, all the negative roles. And this is what I have tried to do all my life.
In fact, I'm going to just open up because you're talking about so many roles. I'd love to ask, what are the roles that you all remember? Which do you all think are the best roles of Manoj?
I loved your role in Gang of Wasseypur, Sardar Khan. And I want one dialogue from that movie, sir. Please.
Sardar Khan naam hai hamara. Bata dijiyega sabko.
Do people still remember? All of them remember different ones. But do people still remember Bhikkhu Mathre when they talk about Manoj Bajpayee?
It was a fascinating time. In the sense, all of them were getting work for the first time, or this kind of work for the first time. And getting such big roles, you know, in Hindi cinema was a dream for everybody.
The first taste of success.
Yes, I know, but that time we didn't know that it's a success. It's going to be a successful film. I personally thought that I'm not going to tell anybody that I'm working for Ram Gopal Varma.
Well, one thing which I think is a surprise for you, we've got Ram Gopal Varma to ask you a question.
Oh, it's going to be a big
one. That will be after, I think, many years. Let's just hear what Mr. Varma has to say.
Well, Manoj, I like you for what you've done in Satya, but I hate you much more for what you've done in Daud. A friend of mine told me the only person who took the film seriously, I think, is you. I think Manoj, I mean. So, in comparison with everyone, of the rest of us look like fools, and I would always hate you for that.
After how many years have you spoken in a sense?
No. I mean, we keep messaging each other.
Oh, you do?
Great. Yeah, keep talking to each other on messages. But, you know, he's right. When I met him for Daud. This was Mr. Paresh Rao's henchman's role. And when he came to know that I was the guy who played Man Singh in Bandit Queen, he kind of stood up. He said, I was looking for you for all of these years. Don't do this film. I'm going to make a film with you in say 6 months, 8 months' time. I said, no, I don't believe you. I need this money. Please give me this role. He said, go ahead, do it. I was getting 35,000 rupees from that role, which was very, very important for me.
And hopefully we'll see a Manoj and Ram Gopal Varma pairing again. But you said, young people don't want to be Manoj Bajpayee, they want to be Shah Rukh, Salman Khan, etc. You're being modest there because that's not entirely true now. Why do you think young people only want to be stars?
See, they are star-driven. I mean, I have seen the magic of Shah Rukh or say Salman or Amir. If the kind of impact they have on the young minds is phenomenal. Phenomenal. I know there is an audience for me, but that audience only, they just vanish. They will appreciate my film Gangs of Wasseypur and they'll vanish. They'll appreciate my film say Rajniti and they'll vanish, because they are the admirer of Manoj Bajpayee, the actor. Manoj Bajpayee, who is an actor, but here we are talking about personalities. Everybody wants to be Salman Khan. Nobody wants to be Sardar Khan. Or say Virendra Pratap Singh. So it's like that. Or say Shah Rukh Khan, you know. So they have such charismatic personalities. So every young person wants to be them. So this journalist asked me to give them advice and they will ignore it. They will ignore my advice because if they get an advice from Salman or Shah Rukh, you know, they will definitely, give some thought to it. They'll ignore my advice.
But of course, the big difference is that Salman will be Salman Khan in every film. I don't think Manoj Bajpayee will be Manoj Bajpayee in every film. But a final question, I think you had a question.
Hello, sir. I'm Abhishek.
Hi.
And I want you to say a dialogue of Rajneet, film Rajneeti, After Mice. खोद खोद के कीचड़ उछाल रहे हैं, मगर आसमान में थूक फेंकने वाले ये नहीं जानते कि पलट के थूक उन्हीं के चेहरे पर गिरेगा. And now after you.
I see it. Okay.
And then are we supposed to compare which is better?
मगर आसमान में थूकने वालों को ये नहीं पता कि पलट के थूक उन्हीं के ऊपर गिरेगी. करारा जवाब मिलेगा.
Manoj, I don't think there's a better way to end with than that, because again, I saw you transformed for a brief moment. It wasn't like presenting Manoj Bajpayee, and I think that's the best, really, compliment I can give to an actor.
Thank you
so much for joining me tonight.
Lovely
it's been
talking.
Wonderful. And thank you, I guess, from all of you to Manoj for sparing time to talk to us.